this is up to you, my friend. Not so long, but you might awake to a brand new life.
I can't get in there.
Oh, well, it's no wonder with those big gloves on.
No, 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 I don't mean that. I can't go through with this, Angela. You gotta get yourself another boy.
Your honor is at stake.
So is my face.
Now, do you know what you are?
Scared?
You are Madman Maselli. You are tough. You are hard as nails.
Oh, Angela, that hurt.
Get in the ring. Get in the ring.
Good evening, fight fans. Welcome to world famous Sid's Gym. I'm your host, world famous Sid. Please refrain from throwing food, beer bottles, or one another into the ring. And please observe the no smoking sign.
I wonder if anyone would notice if I just tiptoed out of here. How did this all get started? It seems like a lifetime ago. I thought I had a brilliant idea that would raise funds for the Parents Association and bring two communities together and get rid of some of those frozen hors d'oeuvres from New Year's Eve. Hello, Brooklyn. Welcome to Connecticut. Hi, Melva. Come on in. Hey, everybody. You remember Philly Fingers? And this is Melva Allen, president of the Brooklyn Parents Association.
How very nice to meet you.
Thank
How
you.
Was the drive up? Did you hit much traffic?
Just a sedan and a Winnebago.
Oh, Philly drove?
Hey, we got here, didn't we?
Because?
I think maybe you better sit down.
Thank you.
Hey, Philly. Nice hat. Raiding the morgue again?
So, big shot. President of the Parents Association. Do I kiss your ring or curtsy?
Why don't you just grovel at my feet there?
Well, Mr., is it finger or fingers?
Plural.
Well, Mr. Fingers, what do you do for a living?
Why, what have you heard?
Nothing.
Oh, good, good.
Here are the last of the leftovers.
All right, well, now that we're all here, how about I call this meeting to order?
Hey, boy, you're good.
Mr. President, I know I speak for all of us when I say thank you so much for organizing this Olympic event between our two communities. The monies we raise will be put to good use, more books for our libraries, and new equipment for our gymnasiums.
Oh, thank you, Angela, thank you. I couldn't have said that better myself, and now I don't have to. All right, let's get right down to business. What events do we want to have?
I made a list. I have tennis, gymnastics, archery, and badminton.
Wait a minute, what are we doing, raising money for a convent? Let's have some violence, like wrestling, hockey, boxing.
Yay, boxing. Biceps, triceps, sweating bodies.
Ooh, I changed my vote.
Let's 86 to boxing, guys.
No, hold on a second, Tony. We need a blockbuster event, something we can promote that will draw in a big crowd.
Well, I think boxing is brutal.
That's the idea.
Well, I don't know anyone in our association who would engage in such an activity.
Are you kidding? On the streets, Tony used to engage the hell out of people.
Philly, it's a bad idea. Please, let's drop it, okay?
Well, Tony, I am very proud of you for having become so enlightened. Boxing is very dangerous.
Yeah, and somebody could get hurt.
Really? Then I volunteer my husband, Herb. He used to box in dental school. They called him Kid Novocaine.
Well, I volunteer my little brother, Wilbur. He's a typing teacher.
Oh, great. The match of the century.
So, what do you think, Tony?
Well, I guess...
Tony!
Well, come on, Angela. How bad could it be? A dentist and a typist. And anyway, if Herb knocks out one of Wilbur's teeth, he'll be there to put it back in.
And Wilbur can type up the insurance claim.
Bingo. All right. How about Brooklyn?
Why didn't I listen to Angela? I thought I was in the clear with Kid Novocaine and typing Wilbur. Little did I know, I had a one-way ticket to Palookaville. How are you? Gee, I haven't seen you in so long. You look terrible.
I haven't seen you since your voice changed. Oh, is that a low blow?
Hey, I want you to meet my boss, Angela. Come on over here, Angela. Angela, this is Sid.
Oh.
Sid, this is Angela.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Who's the doll?
Oh, this is my boss-in-law. Mona, Mona, this is Sid. Sid, this is Mona.
Oh, nice place you got here, Sid. You give away free samples?
I'm just gonna ask you the same thing.
Later, Sid. I'm gonna window shop a little.
and this is Angela's son, Jonathan.
Hey, hi.
And of course, you remember Sam.
Hey.
Well, I remember Sam. Go ahead, give it your best shot.
Sid, come on, don't you think I'm getting too old for that?
Oh! Good reflexes, Sid.
Thanks.
Can we check out some of the equipment, Mr. Sid?
Yeah, sure, over there, over there.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Wendy. Well, where's Herb?
Home.
What do you mean, home?
His back went out again. His hygienist found him locked over the rinse and spit bowl.
Well, what does that mean?
It means Herb and I can't have sex. No news there. But I can't find anybody else to take his place. In the ring.
Well, hey, Sid, it's nice seeing you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Come on.
Oh, by the way, do you validate parking?
You brought a car into this neighborhood?
Yeah, I gave it to the valet.
What valet?
Bye.
Mona, come on, let's go.
Why are we going? I was just teaching this guy how to dial my number.
Mona, Herb hurt his back. We're gonna have to scratch the boxing match. Come on.
Wait a minute, Tony. Why don't you fight? When you was a kid, you used to love mopping people up.
But I'm not a kid anymore.
You're still in good shape.
Trust me, he is.
Well, yeah, yeah, I'm in tune.
Oh, Tony, what about our opposition to violence?
Oh, shut up. Come on, you can do it, Tony.
Oh, I don't know, Mona, I don't know.
Tony, what are you?
A Taurus.
No, remember we used to come in the ring? You know what I mean? You used to train here? You were bad. You're still bad.
Yeah, yeah, I'm bad. I'm bad.
How bad are you?
I'm very bad.
Oh, no, you're bad and you're mean.
I'm very mean.
Hey, let's hear it for the raging housekeeper.
Yeah, the great white help.
So, Dad, does this mean you'll do it?
And why not, eh? What do you mean? Kidding me? I'll tear that typing teacher from A to Z.
Yeah.
Hey, typing teacher. I'll reset his margins. Hiya, Melva.
Tony, I'd like you to meet my little brother Wilbur.
Hey, man, whose margin are you messing with?
That's gonna hurt.
No, Tony, I don't understand this. You're going into this fight. Your heart's not in it. I don't understand it. What's wrong?
It's something very painful from my past, but look, you don't want to know about it.
I know what it is. I know what it is. I saw this movie once with John Wayne. See, you were a promising young fighter, and then came the fateful day when you beat a man so brutally that he never regained consciousness. He died. A lingering death with you at his bedside. You felt such remorse that then and there you hung up your gloves and you swore you would never fight again. Boy, that was a good movie.
I'm sorry, Angela, because in the real life version, it was me who got beat up so bad that I saw a few stars, but none of them were John Wayne.
Somebody beat you up?
I never told nobody about this, but here goes. Look, I was just a kid, you know. But you know me, I thought I was a tough guy. And so did this promoter from up in the Bronx. So he gives me a shot at a pro fight. I was only 16, but I lied about my age.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave. When first we practice to deceive.
Here I am pouring my heart out. She's quoting Mary Worth. Anyway, I climbed into the ring, you know, and I knew I was better than this guy, but it didn't matter because he was staring me down. He wouldn't blink. I couldn't look away, but I couldn't move until he bounced me off the canvas. Fight was over before it even started.
Oh, you poor thing. And I thought my teen years were painful.
It wasn't the pain, Angela. It was the humiliation.
The whole crowd was laughing at me. The promoter called me a weak sister. I went back to the old neighborhood. I never mentioned that fight, and I never set foot in the ring again.
Well, that part's like the movie.
I vowed that one day I'd get her for that.
Tony, you know, if you lost by a stare, you can win by a stare. And I think I can help you.
You?
Yeah, me. You should have seen some of the guys I had to play hardball with in the boardroom. After I stared them down, they were walking around cross-eyed.
Oh, well, you're one tough mama there, Angela. Who?
Yo. See, the psychology of the stare is very simple. Most people think that it's in your eyes. It's not. It's in your mind. It's telling you that you're not afraid. He is. He's not going to win. You are.
Oh. Well, what if your mind is telling you that you should have listened to your father and gone into fast food?
Well, your mind's not going to be telling you that because I'm going to be your trainer.
Oh, you're going to be my trainer? Angela Dundee. Hey, thanks, but no thanks, James. Hello, trainer.
Water.
Yeah, well, mine's 100% jello. Once you set foot in that ring, there's no place to hide. And believe you me, I looked everywhere.
Now for the main and only event tonight. Three rounds of championship boxing coming from world famous Sid's gym. In this corner, weighing 160 pounds, a typing teacher from Brooklyn, 120 words a minute. His hobbies include kung fu, underwater shark hunting, and strolling through Central Park at night. Wilbur the Terminator Turner!
Wilbur, honey. Now, don't kill him all at once.
Why?
People paid to see three rounds.
And in this corner, weighing 162 pounds, Parent Association president, whose hobbies include wiffle ball, weather stripping, and baking brownies, Tony Madman Maselli!
That's my dad. That's my housekeeper.
That's my fantasy.
Now, boys, this fight's gonna be fought according to the rules that I made up. No headbutting, no rabbit punches, and no scratching yourself below the belt. Now, shake hands, go back to your corners, and when the bell rings, come out, fight.
Good luck, Wilbur.
Yeah, save me a brownie.
my fantasy.
You got in the ring, you stared him down, and let me throw in the washcloth.
That's towel, Angela. But no, no, give me that mouthpiece. I'm going the distance.
Okay.
Come on. Yeah!
Hey, you too, Wilbur.
Hey, man, just one thing. Where did you put in those brownies?
Oh, Wilbur, it's easy. It's easy. Use 2 cups of flour, right?
Yeah.
A quarter pound of butter. Oh, thank you. You gotta cream the butter, Wilbur. Uh-huh. And one thing, don't overbake.
After you. Thank you.
Yeah. Let me tell you about my eggplant pumpkin.
Hang on.
Killing. The fight was a big success. And you were terrific.
I couldn't have done it without you, Angela.
Anytime.
There's something else I can't do without you.
What's that?
Walk. Pick up my arm. Pick this arm. Come this way, towards me.
Oh.
Help. Oh. Easy, easy. Okay, here we go. Well... at least I had my moment of glory. Gee, I could still hear the roar of the crowd. Doctor said I'd be hearing that for about a week.
Ha ha ha!